Vermont's end-of-life choices law allows terminally ill patients with less than 6 months to live to receive a prescription for a lethal dose of medicine. It went into effect on May 20th this year, when Governor Peter Shumlin signed the bill following a 10-year effort to get it enacted. But the battle over the statute is not over. The lead opposition group, the Vermont Alliance for Ethical Healthcare, has begun running ads on local television stations and on the web calling for repeal of the law.
Our legislature just passed a bad law on physician-assisted suicide and named it end-of-life choices. Why did powerful legislators eliminate 29 important safeguards? Repeal this bad law.
Vermont Alliance for Ethical Healthcare President Edward Mahoney, a professor of religious studies and bioethics at St. Michael's College in Burlington, is calling for full repeal of Act 39.
We're calling for repeal because we believe that the law just can't be, quote-unquote, fixed.
Mahoney plans to meet with consultants, lobbyists, and key legislators before the legislature resumes its session in January to assess the odds of repeal.
We do know that a number of legislators, both in the Senate and the House, who voted in favor of the bill, were really not happy with it. But also, ethics committees in hospitals and healthcare facilities have really struggled with trying to interpret and understand the law. Pharmacists, other healthcare professionals, are upset with the law because it doesn't offer them immunity. So I think there are people who are really discontent with this.
Governor Peter Shumlin and Vermont House Speaker Shap Smith, both Democrats, supported the end-of-life choices bill. Speaker Smith believes patients facing terminal illness should have the rights that the law provides. While opponents of the law criticize it for a lack of safeguards, Smith counters that there are numerous protections.
It's not something that you can easily do. There are some time elements where you have to wait before you can be prescribed the medication. The safeguards are pretty strong from my perspective. And my belief probably is that people, even if there were safeguards, the people who want to see this bill repealed would want it repealed anyway.
Asked if there's any chance of a review of Act 39 when the legislature reconvenes in January, Speaker Smith says not likely.
We had a long conversation, and what I believe was a good conversation, about end-of-life choices in the legislature this year. It was a difficult one, emotional, and I think that it's time to let it sit for a year, see how the law goes into effect, and if there are changes that need to be made, I think it would be appropriate to make them in 2015.
Vermont was the fourth state to enact what is known as a death with dignity, physician-assisted suicide, or physician aid in dying law. Participation by patients or medical professionals is voluntary. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.